What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't know if you want to do Brad and Adam.
Bradham.
Like they're not really a combo, are they?
Well, Bradley wants to do it with his mate. So I was talking to him about it because he was like,
"Who's his mate?"
Dude from Canberra, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I know who it is. No. Yep, yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. He's funny too.
Yeah, apparently he's very funny. But yeah, I was like,
not that Adam's not funny.
Well, I was just like, I couldn't say to James, "Oh yeah, put Bradley and this new guy on," when Adam's sitting there has asked for it, all of that stuff.
Sure you can.
Well, I just thought it'd be weird because it only works like you two are a combo. Me and Elliot are actually a combo.
Yeah.
When you just put two people together, it's not going to be good. Like, it's going to be weird.
You know, it was funny. I was at the club on
Saturday. But I could be wrong. They're good, sir.
On Saturday night, and this dude from the crowd just comes up to me, and he's like, "Oh, hey, man, like, are you on tonight? I've, like, seen you before. You're really funny." And Adam's standing next to me. I'm like, "Have you seen this guy?" He's like, "No."
Mean of you.
Yeah, it was super mean.
Bring him.
I just want to turn to Adam. Anyone else, I would never have done that. I would have just said, "Thank you very much for the compliment and enjoy your..." It was Adam, so I was like, fuck.
No, that's fair.
I'm throwing him under the bus.
Yeah.
I was... I was thinking about... I was just literally just, like, in the bath... think, and this thought came to me. I was just like, "What's Adam's gimmick gonna be next?" Like, because I know other comics that do this.
After the fucking mass shooter.
Yeah, he's gonna, because that's not gonna be his thing for, like, nah. You're just gonna... I wonder what the next thing will be. Like, he might learn. I think start runs.
That would be funny.
Like Carl Barron or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, there's always an old... He'll have like a couch up on stage with him. He'll bring it up every time for 5 minutes.
Adam Ronan singing about 9/11.
Yeah, that'd... it'll still be about 9/11. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the joke.
It's all he seems to care about.
Yeah. Or a song about pedophilia.
Yeah, he likes priests and pedophiles. Yeah. So do I. It's very interesting to read about.
It's a fucking... they're such an easy target. They're like, you can always make a funny pedophile joke.
But people, they've done so many bad things over thousands of years. Like, they've done a lot of good
things.
Which
is why it's funny.
But, like, the Crusades, like, just destroy knowledge, killing people just for being, like... not even just trying to kill, like, Islamic people, killing, like, Protestants and, like, "You're a little bit different than me."
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, they're fucked up.
Yeah, I thought you just... you're talking about the church now. I thought
I'm talking about all of them.
Yeah, well, the church, pedophiles, yeah.
I thought you were just talking about Adam.
Adam's been around for thousands of years.
He goes around raping and pillaging.
I shouldn't keep talking about Adam, but I like Adam's origin story. He was like... do you know this?
No.
Because he was he's an electrician.
Yeah.
He was, like, doing something and, like, hit by lightning, like, touched the wire and got electrocuted and then wanted to do comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Which would be the shittest superhero movie ever.
That is like, so funny.
Just 40 minutes of, like, bombing at mics and just being like, he should give up. And then at the end, he becomes the superhero, I guess, and gets booked at the club.
Yep.
That's how the movie... I'm going to write that movie.
Yeah. That is so
and
funny.
And only we're going to watch it, but it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
He's a better actor than me, Adam. I've seen him. I can't act at all. He's a good actor.
He is?
Yeah, he's better than me. I really can't do it. And he's pretty... no, he was, like, believable. But I've only seen him play a tradie, which he is.
That's
so his range.
Yeah.
Can you guys fucking act?
No.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
No.
I've never really done it, so I can't imagine I would be good at it.
I did it back in high school. I did drama in high school for a year.
That's just to do nothing for...
yeah, exactly.
Acting like 2 years. Rain for fucking...
yeah, did you learn anything from those? Because maybe if you get a good teacher, you might have taken away something, but you probably just had a PE teacher that's like, yeah, I'll do fucking drama as well.
No, I didn't learn really
anything
like technical.
No.
I know there was like lessons where they were talking about it and like I heard like general terms.
I was in the room.
Like that.
But
yeah, all it taught me is you just need to find something that fits you. Like I couldn't...
like a
no,
shirt,
like
pants.
Yeah, like there it is. As soon as I said it, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, "Here comes the fat joke."
I've got nothing.
Yeah. So, like, all it taught me is like I couldn't ever like be some fucking crazy character who can do a million different characters. I could literally just do like...
that's a good lesson.
A certain type of character.
You can do you.
Yeah, I can do me.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm still struggling with that, like, because you look up to like other artists and comedians and whatever, and I think I'm still trying to figure out like what's my voice like without being a fucking wiener about Faget about it. Yeah, I'm still trying to. It's hard. It's hard to not just copy of like and do derivative shit.
Yeah,
and I'm struggling with it a lot. One thing I've been fucking dealing with is I've noticed over the past like year or so, every time I write bits, for some stupid reason, I put it through the filter of would an audience like that. That's retarded. Yeah. Why would I do that? That's not how I first did it. Like, not that I was good ever, but that's not how you should make art. Like, shouldn't be there. They shouldn't be involved until I present it to them.
Yes.
And then when they
it makes you laugh.
Yeah. If it, it should, I should. There's been a, like a, literally, I think for a year, I've been taking an idea and then putting it through a filter of, well, I have to get everyone to like it. Like, that's so dumb.
It doesn't work. Because
it works, but you'll make bullshit. You'll make ingenuine bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, so hopefully
McDonald's comedy.
Watch me fucking eat a dick tomorrow with my genuine stupid jokes that no one's gonna like.
Dude, the open mic last couple of weeks has been, I mean, it's been going off, like you've seen it here. But I think there's nothing wrong with being like, oh, like looking at a joke from the lens of an audience member in that are they gonna get the joke?
Yeah, there is a line with it.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, not whether or not they'll find it funny or not, because I think you've, like, as a comedian, you probably got a better idea of what's funny than most crowd members. So.
Yeah, sometimes I think that, and sometimes I don't. There's
and
a lot
you don't
of times
want to fall into the other trap of like I'm a genius. These idiots just don't get it.
No, that's why I try to be as modest as possible. Yeah. But like, there is a line because they, like. I've had jokes where I've liked them, but they never really do that well.
Mm.
So I must be wrong.
I've done
in
that
situation.
And then I've rewritten them, and then they've worked. And I'm like, oh, it was me all along.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just didn't present it the right way.
No, I kill them like Chris Benoit did to his son. I, like, suffocate them just fucking in bed.
Yeah.
Because once you're better and you understand it more, you can, like, fix it. Because you're like, oh, I'm a fucking retard. Like, of course that wouldn't work. Because they're not going to get it.
That's a good thing if you get like stuck with writing, because hopefully, like when you've been writing for like 6-7 years, if you go back, you can make the old stuff better.
Yes,
not always, but like there's been some retarded ideas.
I do
ideas.
That when I sit down and I can't think of anything to write.
Yes,
I'll just fucking flick back through the book and go, "What's this other bit?"
But then sometimes I get depressed because I read some of them like, "Fucking Christ!"
Yeah.
And then some of them like, "I was doing that for a year. I was saying that to people and being like, I'm good at this.
Yeah, this is good."
Inviting people to shows.
that won't come anymore.
Sick. Yeah.
That every time I see them and they're like, you still doing this?
Yeah.
Like, you got a real job yet? I'm sick of people asking me.
Are you still doing that?
Not about comedy, I talk about comedy and then they're like, well, what do you do for work? I'm like, well, there's also this other thing that I'm very embarrassed of, but it makes me money. But the other thing, comedy also makes me money, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just haven't plunged right in because I would be dumb and I would be poor in half a year.
Yeah.
I still have to struggle and do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling that pain right now.
You got to do it. Like, we would not have jobs if we could, but I would literally be out on the street in 6 months.
Mm.
Probably less, to be honest, because I would run that dry as well. And we'd just be fucked.
Yeah.
Imagine if we were both just like bitches and like made our partners work for us. Like if we were like, you have to keep working, but I'm going to pursue my dream.
Well,
I could never do that.
I think it's a balance of what do they want to do. If they want to go out and have a high paying job and a fucking
which
crazy,
I would fucking love.
Isn't that we'll bleep this name. But wasn't that us?
Yeah.
That's exactly
it
what
is.
His wife, like, is, like,
she's
legitimately
a moneymaker,
like,
she fucking.
But he's a stay-at-home dad, right?
Yeah, stay-at-home dad.
That's a thing.
And he does, like, all this other shit on the side to, like, generate income.
Yeah.
No, you just don't want to become that piece of shit that's just, like,
doing
lazy
nothing.
And just doing
nothing. So that's not that at all.
Yeah, I do open mics, like, 3 times a week, babe. You go out and work.
And be like, today I was writing.
Yeah.
It's like you wrote 6 words in your phone.
Yeah.
So in that aspect, he's not putting that on her or anything like
that. No, that's how I would want to do it,
yeah,
to be
exactly.
honest.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, well, if she doesn't want to go out and do that, well, then you can't expect her to. So you've just got to make it work.
Here's something crazy that happened to me yesterday, Saturday. So my head was already fucking inflated after the guy at the club was like, oh, I recognise you.
Yeah.
I'm out having lunch. At
oh, you're feeling good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is, you're going to make me feel bad.
The ego
you're
feeling, is hard.
No, I'm joking.
Ego was already massive.
Here go we go.
To fucking, I'm having lunch with Georgia at...
girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Fuck, what's it called? The Kingfish or something? Some seafood restaurant.
Yeah. Seafood restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And the waitress comes up and she's like, oh.
Here?
Newcastle.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed by this.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I recognize
I've
you.
I've never had this.
You're at the comedy club. Oh, I love your work. It's like, fuck.
I would have pushed you into that ocean if I was there.
God damn it. That is so bad for your fucking ego.
That's good for you.
I need
that.
To go bomb somewhere now. Yeah.
No, you definitely need that. Yeah. I've had that. I've only had that once or maybe twice, but I've been at the kebab shop making someone food. And after they've been like staring at me the whole time I'm
trying to
back.
Figure out where you're from,
and then they're just like, "Oh, do you also do comedy?" And that's it. And then they walk away.
Yeah,
it's never like you're good. It's just like, oh, yeah. So you also do that?
Yeah,
you fucking.
Yeah, I've had people
spit
stop
in their
me.
Chicken.
I've had people stop me on the street.
Well,
like,
fuck you, Mitch.
Around here,
no,
and it's so good. It's so. It's
I think I just
feeling.
Put off bad vibes, and people don't want to talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll talk about last Tuesday because neither of you fucks were there.
I was at a birthday dinner and I had a bit about it because I had to learn how to use chopsticks and I still can't use them.
Yeah, okay.
Went to Korean barbecue.
That'd be good for sushi tonight then. We can practice.
Oh, yeah, because you're probably good at it, aren't you?
I'm real good at it.
Yeah, everyone at the table could do it but me. And I was just picking shit up and give a fuck.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
What?
So... One of the new guys gets up.
Is this the guy you were very mean to before bringing up? Yeah, please. Please. I was going to ask you about this.
Yeah.
So I would have done the same thing.
He gets up, attacks us, me and Bradley, for doing too much crowd work. He's like, oh, you fucking crowd worked them all. Like, that shit.
I'm the MC.
Well, now I get why you attacked him.
That's the job. And then he's like... Yeah, I brought my girlfriend along and there's usually like way more people. Like, what the fuck? It's like half empty.
Ah.
Yeah. And then he's like...
You're going to have to tell me who this is afterwards.
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to give some eyes.
So then I'm like, oh, this is getting interesting. So I'm sitting there at the back watching and he's like... goes to crowd work someone who'd already been crowd worked. He's like, oh, do you work at like one of those suicide call centers? Like,
just said that straight off the bat. Just for like, you look suicidal.
No. He asked this guy because he said he works in a call center.
Okay.
Like, oh, is it a suicide call center? Like those answering those calls from those dickheads, like people who call on suicide hotlines are dickheads.
Depressed and want to kill themselves.
Yeah. So nice. I was like, oh, nice. And then as he said those dickheads, old mate's just like, yeah, call me anytime, mate.
Just, damn it.
Destroy.
Hate when the crowd's funny.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when the crowd's funny when someone's up there acting like that. And I was just like...
Yeah, you can't act cool and be a...
A comedian.
An
open micer.
Yeah, not even on the spectrum of comedian.
Yeah, an open micer.
Definitely on the spectrum.
Yeah.
To think it, but I don't want... Like, I probably did that. I've been like regrettably mean to people because of bombing. So
Well, he was just regrettably mean.
But no, that's also he was in full defense mode. He had his shield up and he was scared and he just had to attack everyone. Also, you can't complain about like too much crowd work and then not watch the show. And like, you should be watching the show if you're going to crowd work people.
Yeah.
Like, be like, what do you do? It's like, we did 5 minutes on this.
Yeah.
You should have been watching.
There's nothing wrong with being like, oh, you're a Boilermaker.
Also,
and having a joke about it.
Ask the fucking same person a different question.
Yeah,
why does everyone have to be like, what do you do? Where are you from?
Because it's all I know how to do.
Like, but I'm guilty of this as well. But it's like, people do assume that, oh, they've already been talked to. It's like, ask them something weird.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What do you do for a hobby?
Like,
fuck.
I try to like come up with other shit to talk about, but it always comes off as too fucking weird and zany.
Yeah.
Like, so it just always goes back to like, because that's the easiest way to find out quickly about them, I guess. What do they do? But you can ask them other things.
Yeah, exactly. So, surely.
Sorry, I'm so no.
So anyway, he's fucking he's on a tear calls a bunch of people in the front row ugly. Talks about
how he's
beautiful.
Is he?
And he's a good looking fella.
Do I know who this is?
You would. If I told you who he was.
Okay.
You know. Anyway, so I'm just standing out the back. I'm like, I fucking hate this dude. I'm sure, like, in person, one-on-one, he's very...
He's doing an act. He thinks this is what you have to do.
Yeah.
He's trying to be fucking Bill Hicks.
So anyway, I've just got up.
2022.
And because he was talking about, like, oh, yeah, this is how to do comedy or whatever. And I was like, yeah.
This is big.
Fuck yeah, man. You sure showed us. You got up here. Read off your phone because you can't fucking remember your jokes.
Oh, it's so mean.
So you attacked the crowd and then bombed your fucking dick off. And then everyone just laughed because it was just brutal. I was like, so do you just want to actually see a funny comedian now?
I saw the clip from there. And I was, in my head, I was like, who could it be?
Yeah.
But it wasn't even close.
Yeah. So I've brought up Bobby and then Bobby's fucking just like, I teed it up, ready to go. Like, we all fucking collectively hate this dude. And then Bobby just...
It was Bobby just mean to him for 2 or 3 minutes.
There's
nothing you can do to Bobby afterwards.
Yeah, what are you going to talk shit to a fucking brown belt? Blue belt, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, purple belt.
Purple. He just got his purple?
Yeah, a couple of months back.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, I know, dude.
What the fuck?
There's literally like videos of him like choking out giants.
I like feel safe when he's in the room.
Oh, me too.
I like take a breath out and be like, anyone can come in here.
Yeah.
I'll fight yous all. Well, I'll make Bobby do it.
Yeah, so anyway, so I was just like, fucking hell. Like, if that dude turns up next week, I'll be like, congratulations. Congratulations for coming back.
He, I don't know, he just started off on the wrong foot, I guess, is the best.
Yeah, yeah, when you attack the MCs.
And the room.
And the room.
For being, what, 50 instead of 100?
Yeah. 50 to a fucking open mic as well.
Yeah. On a Tuesday.
Like, I wanted to get into that, but I was like, nah, I'm not.
They're all the new people that have only done the
club. No, they don't care about that.
And like, they have never done any shit rooms.
Yeah.
They haven't done the Wicco to like 3 people.
Yeah.
For 5 years.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They've only known this.
Yeah.
And it's just breeding weak. Weak fucking comics.
Well, they'll never be good. Yeah, like, you can't... Yeah. If you just...
Unless they start coming out to the other ones. Which they might.
But...
That's what we should tell.
Stag's, like, 50-50. Like, it's either really good or weird.
It was the best before here.
Yeah. Of course it was. But it... Now it just seems like... Because there's more rooms, the crowd's a bit more spread out. Like, if this is, like, less capacity, it's because there's other shit on. Like, there's just stuff to do.
Yeah.
Cardiff's... I've never been to a good show there. Even if I've been to fun ones that are fun,
yeah, they're fun, but like, they're not good.
You don't like you don't get
just there to fuck
you just upset people, like, and I don't like that. I don't like going to a place that shouldn't have comedy, and you're like, oh, everyone, attention, please. I will be telling my jokes, and ruining your 40 bit. I'm not a fan of that, but you have to do it at the start because you get a thick
skin.
That's
the only way you can get,
Yeah, you need stage time.
And but if you
it's better to, like, what that dude did, it's better to do that at a place like Cardiff and be like, this room's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, attack the MC. Do that shit there where, like, a handful of comedians and no crowd's kind of...
Yeah, I guess so.
Everyone's going to forget about it.
Yeah, but that's
it's like a massive night. Like,
well, no, it obviously backfired on him.
Yeah.
And he's being talked about now, though.
Open mic. Like, 40 people at an open mic. Like, just disregard the fact that we've been getting, like... 90 people some weeks to a fucking open mic.
You can't.
40 punters, like, the first 6 rows filled, and he's, like, attacking them because it's not full.
It's out of fear. Oh.
You're right. You're 100%
correct. Fear. It is out of fear.
Yeah.
Actually, funny thing that happened out of fear.
Which I understand.
My girlfriend's ex.
Oh, God.
Came around to, like, see the bird. Like, the bird had, like, concussed itself, like, flown into a fucking window or something.
That's a great excuse to come see your ex.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought the bird.
Yeah, thought the bird was going to die. Oh, I love the bird. Can I come around? He goes around. I turn up while he's there, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Big, strong Ethan.
Why is he here?
You have to start doing jiu-jitsu again, man.
No, he's a fucking heroin junkie. I don't need jiu-jitsu.
He will if he brings a knife. At you.
Well, the funny thing is, he did threaten to stab me afterwards. But
what?
Like,
how did? What?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He was like, "Don't bring him around here," because she still had like. Shit.
He like yelled that while you were in the vicinity.
Nah, texted it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Afterwards. was like, don't come around, don't bring him around to get the stuff. He was like, come get your shit, otherwise I'm going to throw it out on the street. Oh, and don't bring him around, I'll fucking stab him if he comes around. I'm like, great, I've been threatened to be stabbed.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to go there either if I was in your
house. I didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
Like, why would I go there?
Yeah,
it's
why?
It's going to fucking exacerbate the situation.
Also, kind of want to go there now.
Yeah.
Also, now I want you to murder the bird and send him a picture and be like, you'll be next, bro.
Is like that reaction. Like, don't fucking. It's not like
you're bite
saying
back.
That out of fucking being like tough or anything. You're just like, I'm scared that he's going to come around.
And you probably didn't write any fucking jokes. Like, 5 minutes is a long time. Probably had two little things that were like, you're gay and look at your head. And then he was like, holy shit, there's 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I've been there too.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's, fuck, man. Threatening the new boyfriend, yuck.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking.
One time I was drunk and I was at a show and then I came home and Nat was like in tears and she'd been sent like a very, just a nasty message from her ex. It was just a nasty message.
Yeah.
She had to stop me from calling him.
Yeah.
Like I was like, give me the phone and like trying to call it. And I was like,
I've done that. Yeah. Don't do that.
No, I didn't. Thankfully, she convinced me not to. And then I just sent him the most passive-aggressive message. It was probably like this long.
Yeah.
But I was trying to be, I was like, don't threaten him at all because he's not all there. And don't just lay out the rules. And I was just like, hey, this is Luke. You don't know me, but I'm sure you understand what I am in this situation.
We technically shared a vagina.
That's very funny. I should have said that. I wasn't the right mind at
you
the time.
Riff and mood.
Yeah.
That's very, very funny. It was so lame. I like regret it. This is why I'm telling you this. I was just like, and mate, if you want to send her nasty messages, maybe we can organize a meeting and we can talk it out together. Like, it was so fucking lame.
Well, that, I mean, we will punch on in the KFC.
It was very. And then he obviously, I was like blue balled a bit because he didn't reply. That was the last I ever heard
the
of
best
it.
Way
did
to
you leave
handle
you on red?
Just to fucking
No, she might have. She probably has that turned off. Girls are paranoid.
Just fucking block. Like, no more. That's the best way to handle it.
But also, I'll let you even more inside. This is my ego and how much of a pussy I am. I was doing that because I know I could put this man into a pretzel. Like, he's such a little wiener.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I was being all tough.
Because
I was like, please,
I got this one.
Please be a psycho and try and fight me because it'll make me feel so good.
Yeah.
But it's because I'm a big pussy.
Yeah. But if
he might know jiu-jitsu and fuck me up. So.
That is the worst when you think you've got it and then you don't. Like,
yeah, he might be like a heroin junkie and stab you.
Yeah.
Like that.
Is that.
I do have like retard rage, which is good. Like if you punch me in the face, I do see red.
Yeah.
And I will like, I've been punched a lot in the head before going down.
Yeah.
I just can take it. And I'll cry. I'll be crying.
You do the water boy.
Trying to fight. Just literally. Yeah. 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 But like somehow less cool. Like less charming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go like that. And I'm always crying in fights, which like it doesn't help your stance at all.
It doesn't. Ben had
look like a spastic.
Yeah, Ben had a fucking funny call the other week. We were talking about it. He's like, he goes, I'm not a fighter. He goes, but I'm very dangerous to anyone within the vicinity of me while I'm in a fight. Like everyone's getting punched.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haymakers.
Just scream. Because I will do the thing if I try and go big and because I want to end it.
Yeah.
So I'll try and be scary, crazy.
Yeah.
I'll go that route of like, I want it because I know I'm not going to be able to beat you up.
Yeah,
Ben's got like 20 swings in him before he gasses out. You just got to fucking get away from that.
Probably me too, to be honest.
20? I don't think I've got 20. And I've been doing cardio lately. So
like Ben's got 20's, 10?
20's a fucking lot of punches, man.
Yeah.
Full blast.
I mean, one of Ben's punches would fucking kill me.
Yeah,
also, if
got
I'm
hands like a fucking gorilla.
Yeah, he's got oven like fucking oven mitts.
If I'm alone, if there's no one else with me, I will run so quick away from a thing. Like, I will just run into the darkness.
Yeah.
Especially if it's... I've done that multiple times. Like, three dudes. I've been mugged a couple of times, so I can tell when it's about to go down. I will run into the night.
Mm.
And, like, you can hear them laughing as you run away. It's like, no, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
like,
fuck you. Yeah.
They don't even chase you. They're like, they just call you a pussy and then... Yeah. But I will just run away.
Yeah, you're the pussy with the, them and the three mates.
Oh, yeah, the three of them. Yeah.
Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah, I was talking to Tanya the other day. Tanya's like, so I had a fucking road rage incident. And
had one on the way here.
She's fucking like honking at people and stuff like that. She goes, yeah, it was one of our neighbors.
Ooh.
And I'm like, Tanya,
that's
why you shouldn't do it.
Yes.
She's
yes.
like,
that's very smart.
I'm like, they know we, like, they could have followed you home. She goes, what would I do if someone punches you in the head? She's like, oh, it wouldn't happen. I'm like, Tanya.
That's not true at all.
That's
watch dash cam footage.
Yeah.
They're doing nuts.
Mitch is going to jail for a long time.
Yeah, but that's what I had to say to her. I was like, I'll go to jail. Like, I don't want to go to jail. Like, I can throw a punch, but not survive in prison punch. Like,
I can't safely say that if a girl hit my girlfriend, that I wouldn't just instantly kick them in the face. Like, I don't know if I wouldn't just kick them in the face instantly.
Especially
if she went down. Like, it was like a knockout. Yep.
Yeah.
That girl might be dead.
Yeah.
Because I kicked her head off.
The worst thing is if there's two chicks that get into a fight and then there's a dude.
Throw jello on them. Let them go.
And there's another dude there and he's bigger than you. So it's like, fuck. Now.
Well, then you just have, you just have to fight him. Yeah. It's very bad.
Yeah. You can't, like.
Well, this actually sort of happened on that long weekend party. So I'll get into this. All right. First of all, there was a dog fight between two dogs.
Yeah.
One was an old.
People betting money?
No.
Okay.
Didn't know what was going to happen.
Ah, that's
kind of came out of the
water. They're the best kind of dog fights. Yeah. The surprise dog fights.
So it was like an old.
Two shitty dogs.
Old cattle dog.
Yeah.
Like 12 years old. She didn't want to fucking play. Young Staffy, like 2 years old, wanted to play.
This happens all the time.
Fucking with the cattle dog. Cattle dog snapped at the Staffy, and then the Staffy's like, I'm a Staffy. I'm just going to fucking attack now.
Yeah.
Bit a chunk of its ear off, like a 10-cent coin, like,
poor
chunk
puppy.
Of its fucking ear, the old dog.
Mm.
And then the puppy's just like, fuck, I don't know what I've done. Oh, shit. Everyone
know what it does. I've done, but
blood.
That was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Everyone's
it probably felt sick.
Yeah.
And everyone's fucked up, and I'm just like, holy shit. Like, this is fucking... These people need to fucking get their dogs under control.
Yep.
I was like up at the fire and I was all fucked up and I walk into the house and it's like all quiet and I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And there's just this dude on drugs just holding like a chunk of dog ear. Just like, what do I do with it?
Oh my God.
Put it in the bin, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
What, are you going to put it on ice? We're going to take you to the doctor, you fucking moron?
Like, so that was like the first night and everyone was fucked up. Second night, fucking, my girlfriend's like, can you bring... Oh, she wanted to bring her friend to, like, come and stay with her because her friend was fucked up. She used to work with her, like, years ago. Her friend brings another cattle dog.
That's alarm bells to me already.
Yeah.
Can my friend stay here? She's fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no. Like, why?
This is not good.
And I'm fucked up the night before. I'm like, I just don't think it's a good idea. Like, there's all these fucking red
and
flags
dogs,
already.
Bringing dogs.
She gets this dog there and the dog's, like, fucking, oh, like, pulling on the leash. Like, can't keep this dog under control. Then... my girlfriend's like talking to this girl, like, you shouldn't have this dog. Like, it's fucked up. Like, it's going to cause problems.
What type of dog was it?
Another cattle dog. Yeah.
That she probably never walks and.
Yeah. No, not at all. It's like a working dog and she got it off Gumtree for $50 and it has PTSD. Like, this is fucking bad.
What, from Vietnam? Yeah. What? Yeah. I'm sick of hearing that.
The last owner's like beat the shit out of him.
I'll give that dog.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Doc. I'm so
probably
sorry.
Probably got PTSD.
You're a good boy. You're a very good boy.
She's not a good boy because Georgia was like trying to push the dog away from the table. Because the dog was, like, trying to eat shit on the table.
Yep.
And she's like, get away from the table. And then the dog's fucking turned around and, like, bit her on the fucking leg.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to kill that dog.
And I was just like, I want to kill this fucking dog.
I'm going to finger in the eyes.
Yeah.
To, like, touch its brains.
And the owner, too. I was like, fucking hell. And then...
Yeah, I'm more upset at the owner in that situation,
so my girlfriend's washing a leg out in the sink.
Yep.
And then this chick comes up to her and starts fucking going off at her, like...
Oh, no.
You fucking told me I can't have this dog and you've been fucking... Just like if my dog attacked someone, I'd be nothing but apologetic.
Yeah, you have no leg to stand on. My leg is bleeding.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'll find another place to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like...
Yeah, I'm leaving with... Yeah, I'm leaving very embarrassed and like...
Yeah.
I'm probably going to smack the dog.
Yeah, and it's a long apology text next like tomorrow.
Exactly. As I'm driving away, I'm starting the text.
Ah, the anxiety.
Yeah,
anyway,
dude.
So anyway, that night, I'm like fucked up, just sitting by the fire, just seething, fucking mad.
Oh, this all makes sense.
Yeah, and that's when you got a text. Like, man, people really need to keep their dogs under control.
So I'll take over just to give some... So yeah, so that all happens. That's hilarious. I don't know any of this. I don't know Ethan's away.
I'm fucked up on drugs, like...
Yeah, you've been doing drugs for like 2 days now.
Yeah,
so it's like 11 o'clock at night, 11:30.
Yeah.
I'm probably like on my way to bed and I get a text from just being like, I get a hey. So immediately I'm like, he's fucked up and wants to chat.
Yeah.
So I was like, I will indulge this. This is probably going to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, how you going, man? Sends me like just a picture of fire. He's like, I'm doing fucking good. And like just, I was like, yeah, this is going to be fun. So, but I didn't prompt anything. I just was like, what's up? How you doing? Blah, blah. And then he just goes, because, okay, so he'd recently been to my house to fix something, Ethan, and... when he opened the door, the dog got out past him. It wasn't Ethan's fault. It was just my retarded dog. We had to go catch him. It was the whole thing. I got angry. And then when we caught the dog, I like smacked the dog because I was like, don't fucking do that. So then Ethan randomly sends me a message 2 weeks later. He's fucked up by the fire. He's like, bruz, when your dog gets away, you shouldn't smack it. This is what you got to do. You got to reward it. Because it won't want to come back to you if you beat the shit out of it.
That's true.
I'm like, yeah, that's a fucking great... I was just... definitely was just angry and did, like, the wrong... Yeah, I just, like, smacked it on the nose. I didn't, like, beat the fuck out of it.
No, exactly.
But I was angry. I shouldn't have taken it out on the dog. Yeah. And but it was very... Just to get that weeks out of the blue. And I, and that's why I didn't... I didn't argue with him. I didn't say anything. I was just kind of like, yeah, like, that's... Yeah, you're 100% right. And then he obviously... Like, the anxiety of being on drugs straight away, like, I don't want to tell you how to, like, raise your kids, man. I was like, no, you're 100% right. Like, that's, so sorry. But it was, I'm glad I have some context for that story.
Yeah.
I was fucked up. And I was just
So you didn't even tell him what happened at the party.
No, he didn't say, I didn't learn about this till now. He just went straight to, like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Just like, you need to get your dog under control.
Yeah.
I wasn't like all these other people who don't have their dogs under control.
No, not none of it.
Yeah.
Just straight... So someone could have misconstrued that and been like, what the fuck is he trying to tell?
That's why I was so anxious about it.
No,
I was just like, this has no context.
Because I knew I was wrong in that situation.
I was just like, this is fucked. Why am I even talking to him right now? Yeah. I just need someone to talk to.
I'm so angry. I'm definitely good at knowing when I'm wrong. That's the only... But sometimes I think I'm wrong when I'm possibly not. I have very low self-esteem.
No, low self-efficacy.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
You don't believe... Not believing.
Yeah, you don't believe in yourself.
Oh, not at all. Yeah.
If there's something that goes right in your life, you're like, ah, it was just luck.
Yep.
And if something goes wrong, you're like, oh, that was me.
Oh,
that's my fault.
That's my life, bro.
Yeah,
that's
me too, man.
Do everything.
Me too.
And I prepare for the worst all the time.
Constantly, yeah.
So I am constantly proven wrong.
And yeah.
It's never the worst.
No.
And like Nat points it out all the time. She'll be like, we'll be going to a party and I'll be like, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. This person's going to say this to me. But none of it happens. Then she's like, do you see how you're nuts?
Yeah.
Like, do you see how you're crazy?
Catastrophizing.
Yeah.
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 No, 100%. I watched this video. We always talk about video games, but they're like, how Elden Ring cured my depression and anxiety.
Oh, here we go.
So
I don't read those articles. Yeah,
me either.
But I might be wrong.
I was fucking.
Please enlighten me.
I was pretty deep. I was on it, and I was fucked up. So I was like, "You just get in like YouTube rabbit holes while you're playing video games, or at least I did."
No. Yep.
So they reckon that the constant challenge and like overcoming those things for people who've never played those games.
Yeah, because Elden Ring was a lot of people's first Souls game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, it gave me this, like, feeling of, like, I can do hard things, which is...
That's just so funny to me.
There's people who, like, literally cannot...
But I'll get it from dumb things as well, so I shouldn't laugh. I'll get it from, like, a song. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, or a comedian.
Yeah.
Like, that's not... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's art as well. Like, video games are art, so if you get it from art in any way...
Yeah.
But that's so funny, like, because I'll beat all those games. And yeah. I purposely went through a couple of years of I just wanted to play every hard game and beat it.
Yeah.
And then when I did that, there was I literally remember I was finishing the last. I think it was Bloodborne. I hadn't 100% at every boss. Beat them all. Got through everything. Had to play the game multiple times because I would like fuck it up. And I remember putting down the controller and I was just like, the void's still fucking there.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get shit from this. Yeah. I just wasted months. But obviously, it was very fun and I love video games.
Yeah.
But I was trying to fill a thing by being like, I'm going to beat all the hard games. Yeah. No one cares.
No.
Everyone's beating them. They're easy. It's not that bad.
I haven't beaten them.
Nerds just put a thing out and be like, they're so hard and we're athletes. And like, it's just.
No.
It's too much.
It is. When
you haven't beaten Elden Ring yet?
I've never played it.
You can do it, buddy. You can do it. If that fucking loser that wrote a Reddit post can do it, you can do it. Did you beat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah, exactly.
Of course Ethan
did. This idiot can... No, but you're a real gamer. You play like real games. Like me.
Ethan's one of those people who just picks up a game and is good at it.
Yes. People have said this about me a lot as well.
Yeah.
But that's all I have.
Yeah.
I'm not good at anything else.
I
really have to work at comedy to be good at it, and I'm still just on the cusp.
I'm playing this new game at the moment, Multiverses, and I'm enjoying the fuck out of it.
I've been playing this, we should play.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the fuck out of it, and the last person
it's just
I
Smash.
Ever want... Yeah, it's just Smash,
it's just
without
Smash.
Shields.
Yes, yes.
The last person I want to play it is Ethan, because he'll just get on it and be instantly good at it.
Be quick,
because
yeah.
he's really, really good at Smash.
Yeah,
like, it's insane. And,
oh,
and
play
I'm
some
like,
Smash Boys. Elliot's, like, really good as well.
Yeah.
I'll destroy Elliot. I'm quite good at Smash.
Fuck.
Dude, I play that a might lot be of the next.
Comedians, okay.
Yeah.
Comedians versus crap.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No one will be there anyway. So yeah.
Fuck, dude. I'm turning up. I'm turning up for the UFC. I'm so keen for that.
You, Elliot, we calculated, Ellie and I have played like 470 times against each other.
Yeah.
But that doesn't
What's
really.
The score? Do you know?
It's I'm ahead by maybe like 50 wins. It goes up and down. Like he'll win for like 10, and then it's just.
Yeah.
But I don't think that means we're good. We're only good against each other.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Like I play online. Get the shit kicked out of me.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm keen. It's going
to
be fun.
I did that in Japan with Tekken. I thought I was pretty good at Tekken.
And then you went to the motherland.
Fucking destroyed.
That's like, crazy. Floored.
Like couldn't even touch them. I'm like, this is fucked. And the way it works is that you put like a dollar in the machine. If you win, you play on. And if you lose, you've got to put like another dollar
in. Is it a dollar every time?
Yeah. Yes.
That's like going to Mecca and being like, I pray pretty good.
Yeah.
These are the pros.
Well, I was saying that. I pray pretty good.
Woo! That's good stuff right there.
Shit.
Let me see how I go. Not good.
Fuck. Yeah.
I wonder if Japan was never nuked, would we have the PS5?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a fucking...
Because that's when they knuckled down and started...
Yeah.
We wouldn't have anime, that's for sure.
Would we have... Because now they only produce things we like. Like, some of it might be like tentacle porn and whatever. But we consume it all. We fucking love it. My God.
It's all very, like, low testosterone now. Like... Everything that they produce, they got the testosterone bombed out of their society, I think, because they lost in such a horrific
generations of people.
Yeah, it was just before that. It was just like samurais cutting heads off and shit.
Yep.
And then,
they're hardcore.
Yeah,
Japan's cool.
They were, and now they're just like, like all very polite.
Literally, like a whole cities were raped by China and stuff. Or did they rape?
No,
China?
No, they raped China. Yeah.
Oh well, then get back to games.
Yeah. I fucking went. I could go down a rabbit hole.
I've only just been getting into that. That's why I fucked it up.
You turn 30, and then World War II documentaries are the greatest thing ever. It's just.
Well, I've always been older, so I'm at that stage now.
Yeah.
Where I'm just and like waking up my girlfriend, like, did you know in fucking 1880? And she's like, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah. I was just watching Harry Styles videos. I don't give a fuck about this. I'm dreaming about him.
Yeah.
Well, you're next to me, you fat idiot. Watching fucking World War II.
My girlfriend's been having nightmares like constantly.
Really?
Like screaming nightmares?
Yeah, wakes up screaming and kicking her legs.
That's terrifying.
Killer. She's the ring. On your fucking back. It's sleeping on your back does it.
Yeah.
If you sleep on your side, you're fine.
Isn't that how you stop from No, wait. You snore if you sleep on your back.
Yeah.
So what, she sleeps like a fucking vampire.
Yeah.
And like,
wow. In the middle of, she'll go to sleep on her side, wake up on her back and just like terrified screaming. Stop doing it.
And you're still driving 6 hours. You're in love, yes, man.
Not good. That's all right. She's going to Europe for 5 weeks.
Oh, that'd be great in the backpackers.
Yeah.
One of them wakes up screaming.
She's either going to fuck some hot European or they're going to kill her because she keeps scaring them every night.
Yeah. I was actually writing a new bit on that. It was like...
That she's going to get laid or...
Yeah, I was like, that's the fear. Like, she's going to go over
straight
there
away
and meet someone better. It's like, she doesn't have to go to Europe to meet someone better. I live with my parents and I'm a struggling comedian.
That's good stuff right there. That's very
she
good.
She can fuck someone today.
She can go next door.
Today, this minute.
Yeah.
That's good. That's very good.
Yeah. That's.
Or should we talk about bits now that Ethan started with a good one?
Yeah.
You dickhead.
Get into it. Let's get into it.
Or just start with a good one. Yeah. Now we're all fucked. I have four completely random ideas that mean nothing, but they're all, I think, are funny. I just need to talk to dickheads about them.
Oh, here's a not a bit, but I want to write on this, is that Shaz got a new partner, and he's like 10 years younger than her. He's like 22.
Oh, so she's like early 30s.
Yeah, she's 32.
She's 32, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if she was 30 or
and,
not.
And I'm just like, my angle of it is that, like, that's what the dude's supposed to do after you get dumped. Like, I'm supposed to go out and get, like, a 22-year-old.
Yeah, but it's 2022.
Dude,
it's all
she upgraded.
Yeah.
It's all different. Like, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Where just the bitches now, man? Like, I don't know if you know.
Good for her. She dude moved me. Like, she pulled a real dude move.
Yeah, she like upgraded.
Is he hot, though, or is he just young?
I don't know. I've never seen him.
He's probably a pushover. Let's be honest. He's probably very fucking agreeable.
Well, he's 22 and he wants pussy.
Like, I'm picturing Elliot.
Yes.
I'm picturing that he looks like Elliot.
Yeah. Like, when I was that age, I was like, whatever I have to do, I will do to get pussy. Like, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, I'll be whoever you want me to, baby.
Yeah. And still like that. What are you talking about?
No, I do that for, like, other people. No, I don't do it for girls anymore, but I do it for a dude that I want to like me.
Yeah.
Like, it's very embarrassing.
But at the same time, I feel sorry for the guy because I trashed that pussy before I left. I treated it like a rental car. Yeah. I was
just like,
here's the keys, bro.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
That's had some miles on it.
Yeah. Like, why do the bearings make
you're
that
gonna
weird
get drunk
noise?
You were totally going to get drunk and message him that soon.
There's like a strange clicking noise when she walks. Oh, and the smells.
He has to put his dick in like a couple times and just so it's all right, it's gonna work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking poor dude. Apart from having to be with her, like, there's the rest of it too. Fucking hell. Poor cunt.
It's funny how she's doing the same thing about you.
Yeah.
She's like, she'd have to, it's just how it goes. Like, she's probably talking.
Well, the things, all the shit that she gave me that I wasn't doing in the relationship, I, like, took on board and I'm doing those things now. Like,
that's how it worked.
You much better.
Yeah, like, she made me better.
Oh, that's how every, that's every relationship.
I definitely made her worse.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think dudes ever make women better. No. We usually take a piece of their soul and be like, on to the next one.
Yeah.
And we're just more powerful. It's like fucking Zordon.
Yeah.
But yeah, they always lose a piece of themselves.
That's exactly right.
And they're a little bit, they're like, for that dude, she'll be a little bit quieter and just like a bit more broken than she was for you.
I'm writing a bit. Are you done with your bits?
Yeah, more shit, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm writing a Jeffrey Dahmer bit where
this thing.
Yeah, this is the one I called you about.
I'm going to give you my, because I tried to write one and it's dumb and I only had one good thing. So I'm going to give you this after you tell me your bit.
Yeah, so like I've talked you through it. I just want to call Jeffrey Dahmer a faggot. Because I think that's hilarious.
I tried to explain it to, because I was on the phone, then I was here with James and Elliot.
Yeah.
And I like laughed and then got off the phone. They were like, what was that? I was like, Mitch Coyne just called me for a new bit. And he was like, they were like, what was the bit? I was like, well, basically, he just took the long way around to calling Mitch, Jeffrey Dahmer a faggot. And they all laughed. And I was like, they were like, what'd you tell him? I was like, well, I was like, obviously comedians are going to laugh at it.
Yeah.
But I was like, good luck with, that's a, but it's a big swing.
Yeah.
You're either going to hit a homer or, you know,
definitely not hit a homer. So, did it on the Tuesday, and the way I delivered it.
You might have to lie and say you're gay at the start of your set. That might be the only way.
I start the set telling them the exact opposite. It's like the lie.
I'm so
like,
fucking straight.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm not gay. I'm just gullible.
Like, okay.
He just get me back with the promise of a handful of Smarties or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's a dumb throwaway fat joke. But like the way I wanted to go with it.
Yeah, you might have to say something meaner about yourself.
Yeah, I might have to. Yeah.
If you're going to turn the keys
in the victim's shoes and you're like, maybe they should have called him a faggot or something. Or like, yeah, if you were like,
they
if
were
you were
likeable.
Kidnapped by him and you needed to get out, then you would say that to like, yeah, make him make you leave.
Yeah.
Like if that's all right to say it.
And then you could bring up like, remember how like the guy danced for him and stuff?
Yeah.
He'd be like, if I did that, it would just upset him more.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think I'd just call him a faggot.
Yeah, just call him a faggot.
And he's just like, and then you run out.
You need to get out.
Yeah.
He like dissolves into dust. Yeah.
You need to leave, sir. Get out of my house.
Yeah.
That might actually be the way to do that.
Yeah. Just turn him off. I'd start talking about how I need to take a shit.
Well, also the funny part of the bit is he wouldn't have taken you back.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Only
what
because
am I worried about?
You're,
yeah,
like a, no,
I'm
just
not his,
you're a white dude. It was just
a fat white dude, and he's taking home hot.
Yeah, I think he only did ripped black dudes.
Yeah.
And then that one like,
yeah,
Native American kid or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
But that could be so. No, but that's, I think that could be a funny thing. Like you do the whole bit, and you get, you know, you take the audience through all these like,
yeah,
fucked up avenues,
Jeff,
and then at the end
Jeffrey
be like,
Dahmer escape plan.
But he wouldn't have wanted me anyway. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they, yeah, hopefully they won't be thinking that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can you imagine Jeffrey Dahmer getting offended? Someone calling him a faggot?
Dude, he probably would.
How dare you?
Like, but that's how smart he was, like, knowing that the cops were homophobic.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
And I like, I laughed out loud, and that was, like, shuddering. But
yeah,
when, the, like, he's like, oh, no, we're just doing gay stuff in here. And the,
yeah,
cops were like, ew.
Yeah, I know. Going, I know. They're,
I was
like,
dying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's, like, there's... I mean, there's obviously a lot of truth in it, but I would have loved to have known how
they justified the
and how abrasive, yeah, the real cops were in that. Like, were they really, yeah, like, Jesus, fuck, we're,
yeah,
not going in there?
Yeah. Because,
exactly, it smelled like dead people.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
As soon as I opened the door, they were like, fuck.
Yeah.
But they were still like, is that cum or dead people?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's part of the bit,
ew,
as well. Like, they were,
yeah,
just homophobic.
And you, like, you go through the whole thing, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah. So I was talking about, like, how... It's like, oh, maybe the cops are just like, I don't know, maybe gay people like doing renovations at 2 o'clock in the morning and shit like that. Which, if you know, if you've seen the show,
it makes sense.
Yeah,
but that's what, like,
it's really niche.
You can't assume that everyone's.
Yeah, I haven't seen
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
I like, so. I, yeah, I've watched it, but
yeah, there's something there.
Definitely
by
something
the end of it, I want to call Jeffrey Dahmer a faggot.
The only problem is you gotta. Because there will be a point when that show's out of the lexicon of, like, no one's talking about. It'll,
yeah,
be the next show. So you got to kind of do that one as much as you can in the next few,
yeah,
months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then it's just a topical thing.
Yeah.
You should just open with it. Just watch that Jeffrey Dahmer show. What a faggot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the quick
that
way to do the joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just dig out of the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's,
yeah,
no way some fucking gay dude on Instagram hasn't done that. There's no way that someone hasn't,
yeah,
done that. Just that. Just,
yeah,
being, yeah.
Because, yeah,
they can get away with it, and,
yeah,
I see a lot of it. Like, it's every time I see, like, the Indian comedian doing the Indian voice, I just think, like, I can do it too, but yous won't fucking let me.
No.
Yeah. I just want to make an Asian voice.
I can do it better, actually.
Yeah, it depends on... Some I can do better than ones I've seen.
Yeah.
But then there's, you know... I laugh at that stuff, like, the... They'd be like, my family is so crazy. Like, there's some,
yeah,
there's good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I just brought this to a weird halt.
What bits?
Well, I've got all random. You don't want to go first? I'll go because I might kill,
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
and then you'll save it with an actual bit. Okay, the first one. So, one of my favorite bits by an old comedian I used to like is about roadside memorials and just about how dumb they are. And, like, his line that I really love, he's like, every time I see one, you always think, like, how the fuck
how
did they get over
here?
There?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's all you think. So that's one of my favorite jokes ever.
Yeah.
And I saw one recently, and they're always done very shitty. Like, it's just, they're just sticky taping,
yeah,
things to a pole. Like, it's,
yeah,
not the most respectful thing.
No.
Then right in front, like, so it was a pole. It was on a pole. So it's like they'd hit that pole. This is where they rest.
Yeah.
In front of it, on the road, more burnouts than I'd ever seen ever, and fresh.
Yeah.
So...
Memorial burnout?
Well, so in my head, two scenarios arose. This is either the most disrespectful person in the world.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, someone died here, look, I'm still driving. Or it's the dumbest person in the world, and this is how they pay tribute.
Yeah, it's probably like, their mates.
They love Fast and the Furious, and they're like, this is what she would have wanted, even though this is how she died. Yeah.
Can I give you a story to add to this bit?
Well, because that's all it is. I just think that's funny.
So you remember those four teenagers that died down south a little while ago in that car crash?
Yes.
All over the news?
Yes, yes, yes.
I got a friend of mine who runs car detailing. He used to be into, like, car shows and stuff. He used to take his car, win prizes, all of that shit.
Yep.
He put on a car show, a memorial car show, for those four kids that died.
Uh-oh.
And I was just like, I can see where people would find a problem with that idea.
Like, was it to raise money for the family or something?
Yeah, it was. It was like, it's one of those situations where it was like done for a kind perspective, but
because they're idiots. Dude,
yeah. Read the room.
Yeah, it's like we're having a race for him. Like,
help!
I'm pretty sure that's what they did for Paul Walker. Like they gave him the money from the Fast and the Furious. That's how his family was given their repentance or whatever. But it's like he died in a car and killed another dude. Same with Ryan Dunn.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about, like, it's so sad. He killed some other dickhead.
Driving
no one
drunk.
Ever talks about the dude that he killed.
Zach something.
Yeah. No one knows.
Yeah. Poor guy.
I, similar road type of thing. I was driving through Adamstown the other day. You know that crossing near the car dealership? There's like a lollipop lady there. The bus hit someone there or something like that.
I used to live there.
Now there's like super stringent about like, so like there was this dude on his way to work. I'm like doing my deliveries and shit.
Yeah.
And he like comes up to the crossing and the lollipop lady like comes out to help like this adult across the road.
I know.
Puts the thing out and he's just like hung his head in shame and he's just like looking down at the ground as he like walks over. And I was just pissing myself laughing. It's like this poor dude.
I had a bit about it that day, but I felt bad and didn't do it.
Yeah.
So that happened and like my whole street was blocked off for the day. Like it was fucked. The next day, they had two lollipop ladies there. I was like, yeah, that's really gonna.
Well,
that'll save her next time. Like, the bus won't hit her because there were two brightly colored fat ladies with sticks. One obviously wasn't up, but two. Give them guns so they can shoot her next time. It'll be less painful.
Out of the bus.
I'm pretty sure kids saw that.
Yeah, that was fucked.
Did she die?
Oh, yeah, she got fucked up by a bus. Nat told me a story the other week that you guys might have seen. Apparently, on the Hume Highway. At night, there was a truck driver, you know, doing 110, and a guy just jumped out from, like, the median strip or whatever, hit him, splattered everywhere. The truck driver thought it was a kangaroo.
Yeah.
And apparently, it looked like roadkill, and for days, people didn't know what it was, and someone pulled over and had a look, and like, that's a fucking hand.
Oh, shit.
And then they,
I probably drove past that.
And then they reported it, and they still don't know who it is. But and, like, imagine the truck driver just like, oh.
Fucking ruse.
Poor kangaroo. Yeah. It's just some dude.
Fuck, they're so dumb. They hear a twig snap and they're like, fucking bail.
They hear a semi coming.
They're just like, I'm going to jump in front of that.
But that area's like, that was a kangaroo. Kangaroo.
Yeah.
I just hit a kangaroo.
I almost wanted to do the bit like that and be like, did he just tell himself that? Yeah. But that's what he said to the news.
Yeah.
That he thought it was a roo.
Yeah. Fuck, man. That happens so much.
What was he doing out there? Like on
killing
the
killing himself.
Yeah, exactly.
You reckon? Yeah.
Sure.
It wasn't the thing. He's I've got some time between now and the movie I want to see.
Yeah, like he's in the middle of nowhere in the dark. Yeah,
he's getting it done.
Fuck.
And you know,
I'm too naive.
Good on him.
Yeah,
for fucking getting it done.
Yeah, that's
properly.
A good one. Just like that's a like
instant goal.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good on you for never planning a suicide.
No, I just never thought to do that. I always go with pills and, like, gun.
Yeah, but you don't have a gun.
No, I wouldn't know where to get one either.
Yeah.
Or the right pills, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But those are the two. And so I take the pussy way.
Yeah, no, I...
thought about it a lot.
So the thing with pills is the amount of people who, like, try and do it will... get regret immediately after taking the tablet.
Yes, which I could see myself doing. Yeah,
and they'll, and the ambulance will get there, but they won't get there just in time.
Yeah.
So then they've just got to live with the fact that they've completely destroyed their liver or given themselves brain damage or something like that.
Well, I remember I read Artie Lang's book, and he talks about trying to kill himself, and he slit his wrists and then stabbed himself in the stomach multiple times. Like, what a painful way. And didn't die. And then his mum and his sister found him, and that's what, like, hurt him the most.
Yeah.
That, like, they had to see him like that. Yeah. And but not dying. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just couldn't, like, maybe the wrist. I couldn't, I can't even watch someone get a needle in a movie. Like, I'm pretty good with needles.
Yeah.
But the watching, like, anything neck, cutting, I don't think I could, just, it skeeves me out too much.
Yeah.
What a pussy.
No, it's a fucking
too scared to kill myself. Yeah. And that's what a horrible way to do it.
I would do, like, nitrous oxide or something, like, where you're just going to fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was about to say. You go get some, nitrous oxide or fucking, I can't remember what it is. We used to have it at work.
Work?
I can't remember what it was now. Oh, it's nitrogen.
At an office?
No. When I was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
We used to use nitrogen to clean the oxygen stuff.
Yeah.
And someone had the mask hooked up to the nitrogen because you're switching between oxygen and nitrogen to test the mask.
So you just literally do like a half of oxygen.
He's done a half of oxygen and just immediately fainted. Just like
that's so funny.
Yeah. So if you wanted to do it, you just go get nitrogen, put yourself in a fucking.
What? So you just leave it on and then eventually your brain is mush? Is that what it would be?
You it's
just
like gassing yourself in the car where they get the pipe.
Yeah.
You just fall asleep. Eventually you get hypoxia. So you just get confused and you're like, I don't know what's going on.
I'd probably do that one as well.
You can't even open the car door. Like, you just lose control of your fucking motor skills.
You know what's fucked? I think I've thought about this and I think I could drown myself, which is what a sick way to do it.
I've nearly done that by accident.
Really?
Like, trying to swim, like, long lengths underwater.
That's what I mean. I would just swim down and just not. I think I could. But then you're, like, fighting with yourself to. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would do the hanging. This took a dark turn.
Yeah, it did.
But I could fuck.
Yeah.
I don't think I would hang myself because I don't want anyone to find me. I want to just disappear.
Well, it's the truck for you, Luke.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I should definitely.
No one's going to find you for days.
Fuck, I'm going to have to ruin some truck driver's life. God damn it. I feel bad.
That happened to my uncle. Someone, as a kid, was fucking around on the train tracks. And he thought he hit him, but like.
He didn't?
He like didn't, but like he looked in the rearview mirror and the kid was still there.
Like,
the kid was alive, but like he fucking still has nightmares about it.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
To this day, when he was a train driver. There's a lot of people do that. They just fucking jump out on the train tracks.
Yeah.
Which is a fucked way to go.
Oh, and you ruined so many people's days.
Yeah, at least the truck, it's like one guy.
Yeah.
It's not like a whole train.
You know, you do it at night, didn't even know it was a person.
Yeah.
That's what a considerate guy.
You have to get a kangaroo suit.
I'll do this before we have to, I don't know if we have to go or anything, but I was out to dinner with my dad. And I was with my whole family, but, you know, the conversation wasn't going. It was just basic shit. We were talking about, like, the footy, the grand final, the fucking, like, did you see what was on the Today Show? Like, it was a very basic conversation. I wasn't vibing. I wasn't liking it. So, I had read this article about how on Mars they found in the atmosphere, it contains this chemical that you only find after a nuclear blast, like after a bomb goes off.
Yeah. Mm.
But there's 10 times more of that chemical in everywhere on Mars than they've ever seen in any nuclear blast.
Yeah, okay.
So the article was about, wouldn't it be fun to think of
if we were there and we bombed the fuck out of each other?
Or that aliens nuked Mars. Yeah. Or that's where aliens test their nukes. Because there's this whole conspiracy about, like, that's aliens gave us nukes, blah, 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 blah.
Hmm.
So I bring this up just because it's a fun.
You open the Pandora's box.
It's a topic of conversation. I'm not bringing it and being like, this. I read this and this is real.
This is what I believe.
But I told him, and then straight away, I got through that, like, I just like that, and he was just like, nah. Straight away, just like, nah, that's, don't even bring it up, Luke. Like, don't insult my intelligence. It's like, you're a fucking plumber from Tamworth. The fact that you have this ego to be like,
I know better.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Now, I did read it on Unilad, which doesn't exactly credit.
And it'd be so funny if he cited a bunch of studies, so he's, like, really read up on Mars.
Well,
like,
is that how shit. Because I wanted that to be a bit, and that's all. But should I do it like that? Should I be? I was going to lie. And say that we had an argument because this didn't happen. Like, we had the conversation, and he straight away shut it down. I was just like, okay. And we moved on to the next thing.
Is he like into other conspiracy theories?
No, he's just like straight ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, just normal Aussie dude.
Missionary.
No, because one time I saw him watching weird porn. But okay. So he might, that might be where it gets weird sexually. Yeah. But everything, like, he doesn't, he's like, I don't go to church, but I believe in God so that when I die, I can meet him and he'll let me in.
That's the biggest conspiracy theory of them all.
Well, yeah. Right there. Yeah, exactly. No, he's not a conspiracy guy at all.
Yeah.
And he probably, in that moment, he's like, you doing fucking drugs? It's like, yeah, that's why I thought it was interesting. Yeah. You dumbass.
Dude, you should try it sometime, cunt.
It's what a fun thing to think of.
Turn it back on him and be like, I know you watch wrestling porn, right?
I know, I could. That's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But in his,
you're like, willing to suspend belief in other areas.
This isn't funny, but I can go deeper and be like, well, obviously, I can also believe that maybe that just occurs naturally in Mars's atmosphere and, like, that it's just, that's how it is. But that's not as fun as aliens nuked Mars. That's fun. What?
Yeah.
Like, every news is, like, depressing and upsetting. I found a fun one. Yeah. And you're just going to be like, no.
Dude, I want to be like, it wasn't even aliens, it was us.
Well, I'll entertain that as well. Is that where we're testing? We test them here. Like, in the middle of Australia, we've tested nukes. Imagine we're not doing that on Mars. Yeah. We've shot them into space. They just blow up and nothing happens.
No, like, no. They'd leave, like, hundreds of thousands of fucking...
Sorry,
crazy.
Not nothing happens.
Yeah, like
we've fucked that part of space. Yeah. No, that's not how I meant that at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Nothing happened. That's how they had to sell it to, like, a board. Be like, nothing happens. We just fart. What do you know about space? Nothing's happened in space. That's very funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny. I like that.
All right, the last thing I have to talk about...
Please.
This is going to take a turn. Do you guys fuck when your girl's on their period?
No, I get skeeved out.
You get skeeved out.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I've never have.
Yeah.
If she really was like, I have to, I think I would, because that would kind of turn me on, maybe in a weird way. But
so that's what's happened to me. She was like, I need this. I want to do this. Like, it helps with my cramps.
I shouldn't have said that. I've justified he's fucking sick.
Yeah.
She said it helps with my.
Yeah.
I would be like, show me that study where
there
like,
is.
Okay.
I looked it up.
Yeah, right.
I was like, all right.
All right,
I'll Google it.
I'm being my dad here and be like, that's not true. Your pussy doesn't hurt.
Doesn't need it.
So, okay, so you...
And now I'm all about it. Now it's like...
Well, therein lies the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm like, this is great.
Now you get a kink.
Yeah.
What?
That's how it starts, man. Yeah. That's my joke.
I was like,
I never
thought I'd be into this.
Yeah.
Now I'm fucking into this.
Is it just because it's taboo?
I think so, yeah.
That's not that weird then, I guess. Because it's the blood.
Because I've never done it.
Does it for
I've never done it with another girl before. Yeah. I've always been like...
Oh, mate, you are so in love with this girl. Mary, get her a ring already, because this is insane.
Yeah, and now I'm like, this is the best.
Mitch is married and he's even like, this is gay.
Have you done it?
Yeah. But... It's not like I'm not like actively seeking it out. No.
Okay.
He is now. That's the fucking problem.
Now I'm just like, this is great.
I can't believe that. I love how honest you are and that you would tell us this.
Well, it's going to be a bit eventually.
Yeah.
I think you have to. I think you got to do it.
Yeah. She would have to beg, and I would also hold it over her for the rest of her life. And every because
remember when I did that for you?
Well, the amount of times I've been like,
you've definitely got some favors.
This is definitely already a bit of someone, but I've thought the amount of times she's turned me down for sex, I don't think I've ever turned her down.
Mm.
I always just be like, all right,
yeah,
and she's like, she'll always be like, I'm not feeling it or whatever. And just her saying that, I'm out because I don't want you to not have a good time, that freaks me out,
exactly.
So I'm already out. But that happens way more often than me being like, you're gross today.
Yeah.
But, like, that's how fucked up we are that you're, like, think about what's happening in her, like, from just a physical, scientific point of view. Think about what is, and you're like, I don't care.
No, no.
There's a fucking holocaust going there with, like, her eggs and just blood and her body's probably like, get this out of me.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm plugging up the hole. It's just so crazy. And it's a natural thing to you. Like,
now it is.
There's a big part of your body that's like,
begin with, I was
do
like,
it.
Ew, gross. But now I'm like, do it.
And you didn't lose power at all?
No.
During?
No, the first time I was a bit grossed out.
Yep.
And now it's just like fucking hell.
Did you like not look You don't.
Yeah, the first time I was like, I'm not looking at this. I'm just gonna.
But then you looked.
I'm gonna go straight to the shower and just wash myself off. Now I'm just like
that. Look at this. That post. That would have looked like you murdered your penis.
Look at this damage that I'm doing. I feel like I'm doing the damage.
Oh my god.
If I ever come near you and you smell like money, coins.
Why do you smell like pennies today? Funny story.
Why do you smell like car keys, Ethan? What the fuck?
Holy fuck.
We fucked. She
That's
was on a
so
period.
Gross.
I got up the next day.
So funny.
Forgot I had a wedding to go to. Had to drive back from Sydney to Newcastle.
Just in a white shirt covered in blood.
Up. Yeah. And then my dad's like, you're late. We've got to fucking go. I'm like, I need a shower. He's like, you don't have time for a shower. I'm like, you're going to want me to have a shower, Dad.
I mean, I've done that thing where, like, maybe a few hours later or something, you, like, you get a whiff of sex still on you or, like, still, yeah. like, you, like, and it's like, off-putting. I can't imagine.
I'm like, nice.
No, I've had both. I've had both.
Yeah.
Where it's, because maybe I'm smelling my sex and that's why it grosses me out.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine what that fucking smells like afterwards. just the murder scene of washing your penis. It looks like it's like leather faced everyone. Like, that's so
it splatters on his face.
Yeah, it's like
full American Psycho.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah,
I'm not going down. I'm not doing that. Yeah,
you will one day.
Did she not? I was about to ask you that. Yeah. So I'm glad you got to it. Did she? Wasn't weirded out at all that you were into it?
No.
Probably relieved.
Fuck. You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
Probably
I love
relieved.
It. You guys are the best. You guys are the perfect couple.
It's working out pretty well. Anyway.
I want to know what your first fight's going to be.
My first fight.
Where oh, yeah. Have you had a big one yet?
Yeah. Well, fuck. She invited her ex around to see a fucking bird.
I was like, yeah, fair enough. Fucked. That'll start a fight.
That'll start a fight.
What are you doing? But it was like a very, like, we just talked it out. Like adults.
It wasn't
like a fucking
argument.
Like a reactive, like yelling fucking thing. It was just like
bit of passive aggressiveness, maybe.
Doing this shit. Like,
yeah.
That's fair.
Anyway.
Yeah. But for her as well, like the situation for her is completely platonic.
Yeah.
In that she's like, oh, he wants to see the bird. Okay. I can't see of a reason why, because sex is so far from her mind with that person.
Yeah.
That for her it's okay. Whereas you're insecure, there's all of those things that play. Well, it is.
No, insecure. No.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You said a very and smart thing, like, and it made me laugh.
Yeah. yeah. But she's also got to realize that, like, she has to do things that aren't, like, if she's going to do things, she needs to talk to you so that you can.
That was my
deal
point.
With
I
it.
Was like,
yeah.
I didn't want you to ask me permission to do that, but you should have, like, consulted me. Been like, what's your opinion if I do this thing?
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be fucking bad. Yeah. Don't do it.
In a very immature way, I would find it hard because it's not a kid. It's not even a dog or a cat. It's a fucking bird. So when she's like, he wants to come see the bird, I'd be inside and be like, he wants to see the bird? Here. There's the bird. Out the window. Go see the bird. It's like, if it was, he wants to come see the fish, I'd be like, well, he can get a new fish and get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you did the completely right thing. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Except fuck her when she's on period.
Yeah.
That is unnatural.
Pretty gross. And plot to murder him on my drive home.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's... No,
he
that's,
started
you, that's fine. Yeah, you didn't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
I'm more ashamed of the period thing. Maybe that is natural. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you, Ethan.
Oh, no dude. Worries. I went and saw that movie, Smile. Have you seen that?
No, but I want to. I also want to see the new Halloween.
I won't ruin it for you, but...
Did you like it? Like, was it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. He wants to see it, so I'm not going to ruin it for anyone. But there's just, like, so many situations where you're like, no human would ever do that. Like,
that might ruin it for me.
Every single horror movie, especially, Tanya's like...
I'm that guy. I'd be like, that wouldn't fucking happen.
You're going to watch this movie, and it's like, does this bitch ever turn on a fucking light?
Yeah.
Like, she's in a multi-million dollar house. She's probably spent tens of thousands of dollars on the lighting system, and just everything's dark.
She's always walking around in the dark. Yeah.
She fucking just she's always dropping shit as well. It's like,
it's the cliche thing of like, well, don't go in there. Like, why are you going in there?
Man.
That's where the noise is.
Yeah.
I do that thing of it. I've, you know, bumps in the night in my house. I stay up late. I like stay up to like 2 or 3 just because that's how I am. And I like being like alone at night.
Yeah.
I've done both where I've heard it and been like, ooh, let's do the movie thing and explore. Yeah. And then nothing happens.
Yeah.
But I've also done the thing where I sit there and be like, if there's ghosts, prove it. Like, let's go. Oh, what a demon possessed me. I'll do whatever you want. Nothing ever happens.
Nah.
I want to see a ghost. I'll talk shit on your ghost story till I don't know what the saying is, till Sunday. But I will, if you're like, I'll show you, I'll go with you and believe it up until it's disproved. Like, I want to see it, but
it's always when your head's like fucked up, like some sort of psychosis.
Yeah. Have you ever talked?
You've got to have something weird going on to like see that shit.
Is that what it is? Is that how people explain it now? Is that what like they're...
That's how I explain it, because I've seen shit, but it's always when I've been fucked up.
Okay.
So I've got to
see UFOs and shit. I'm like, oh, you were at a bush doof on acid. Of course you saw a fucking UFO. You were fucked up at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the other people, like all those old ghost stories were in old houses where there was like gas leaks and shit. And they were like slowly, like their brains were getting like fried.
Poisoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see, there is always a logical end. Like, that's why I can't believe like any of it.
It's like,
there's a reason.
There
is
a way that these things happen.
But that's why I like horror movies, because then you get to step out of that and be like,
all you're seeing is the fucking front of it. You're not seeing behind the curtain.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
Start sleeping on your back and taking drugs. You'll see some ghosts.
Fuck.
When I was a kid, a friend of mine's parents was telling me a story, and they're like, look, we don't expect you to believe this story, but here's the story.
I like that.
They lived in this old house, right?
It's always.
And
it's never a new house.
Apparently they're all out in the lounge room. They're all talking, having drinks. All of a sudden, they heard this almighty crash, like plates on the floor. They're like, one of the cupboards has collapsed or something like that. So she walks into the kitchen and... the husband's like, I was expecting her to come out like with the whole fucking kitchen's trashed. She walks back out and she goes, there's nothing. They go, what? They all walk in. There was nothing wrong with the kitchen.
Wow.
They go, and they all heard it. Mm. They all heard it. And they're like, and we used to live at this property where when you live in the country, you can just hear shit.
Yeah, you hear
everything.
Cough.
Yeah. So they're like, we always had cars driving up the driveway. And they're like, but there was never any cars.
No, I don't like that. It's fucking scary.
Yeah. So you're like, what Ethan's saying, there's always like a logical explanation for it. I'm like, man, sometimes there's just weird shit that happens. But
sometimes there isn't. Like, how do they explain that? I'm sure they're all like healthy fucking people. Like, I'm sure they don't do drugs. And
Look, they might have just taken that opportunity to lie to me, but... Man, like,
it is weird how hundreds of years though this lie keeps coming up.
Yeah,
like, because it's not like religion; you don't get anything out of it. There's no positive. Like, it's a thing that hundreds and hundreds of people keep being like, I keep seeing them. Like, it's I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like Santa Claus and shit. Like, people have been making up stories for fucking ages.
Yeah,
they might just be fucking with you.
Yeah, like that's why I like talking and thinking about it, because I don't know.
I would do it to fuck with people if they came out to my farm. I'd be like, we hear things in the night and shit.
But you'd get Tanya.
Like,
Tanya with that. She'd be balls deep.
I got big into like becoming an atheist, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So I was raised Catholic 18 years, then got angry and was like, fucking God's not real. And then wanted to learn everything about atheism. Watching like exorcism videos.
Yeah.
They're always in like Spain for one.
Yeah.
But like, what's going on there? Because it looks so fucking real, and they're like contorting in like the deep double voice sometimes. Yeah. Like, what is that?
It's
crazy.
It's like when they get people speaking tongues, though.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like same thing. Like, why it? And then I'm sure there's some smart person that can explain that to me. Is like, well, that's just this part of their brain just was like. And now they're
they believe it so much that they're going through like...
Or they've convinced themselves.
They've convinced them. Yeah. They've convinced themselves, like that sort of shit.
So it's all your brain. Like,
Yeah. All of that shit.
I don't know how my brain hasn't turned on me. Because it says some fucked up shit to me. Yeah. How is it not just showing me fucking aliens and stuff all the time? It's weird.
No, no, it does it in more subtle ways. It'll fucking lie to you about a situation that you had with a friend and make it way more fucking negative.
You're completely right. Or it's like, just I have a thought and then there's just a whisper in the corner. It like echoes and it's just, you're fucking gay. Like, and I'll just take that forever. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. It's like insecurities is the biggest thing for me.
And I definitely make up, like, this has all been good today, but say there was like one awkward moment, I would take that and be like, what did I do? Now Mitch hates me.
What you need to do is listen back to it and you'll find some. That's what I do.
No, that's why I don't.
Yeah, I know.
The amount of times, dude, I've had a good set and then listen back to it and I find, in audio, I'll find the person not laughing and be like, they think I'm a fucking hack. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just full. So that's that. Those are my demons. Do more ketamine. That's what haunts me.
This podcast is sponsored by ketamine. Do more of it. Less insecurities. That's what I found.
Nah, it's ketamine fucking heightened my insecurities.
Yeah, but you were smoking weed at the time too. It's not a good combo. You just got to do it by itself.
One thing I'm starting to learn, I'm a big weed advocate, but I am starting to learn, I think we did go too far in the other direction with, because in the 70s it was, you know, it was a class one drug, was bad, and we went too far the other way with it's good for you.
No.
I think it can be good for you, but it can be bad for you as
well.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
I'm trying to, and I think you've been kind of going through the same thing.
Yeah.
As well.
Where you've just got to, like, you can't.
You've realized that it's, you know, I've realized that I do it in bad ways, like how an alcoholic would drink.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like when you're doing it to do something. That's not good. Why do you don't need that? Why do you have to be stoned to do a thing?
Yeah.
My uncle was like a massive stoner and then he like quit weed completely. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to get like super healthy and shit. Started doing like martial arts and shit all the time. And then got really into like eating nuts because he heard nuts were healthy for you. But he's got that addictive type of personality. So he's like really good at karate, ate way too many nuts.
Which is just fat.
Then got like diverticulitis in his colon and had to go in and get like a chunk cut out because he like fucked himself up that way. So I was like, even things that are supposed to be good for you, if you do too much of it.
I'm like that too, though. If I find a new food that I like or a new song, I will eat/listen to it until I don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
So
it's that addictive fucking person. This fucking shit. Vapes.
It's funny because everyone that vapes says that, like, some smokers still defend it till the end, and they will. Mm. But everyone that vapes is like, this is so lame, but I'm hooked. Like, everyone's ashamed of it.
Yeah. It's shit.
I want to do it just because it's like, oh man, the flavors.
I like smell. I like when someone's next to me doing it and I just smell it and be like, oh great.
Just to have something to do. Just to have something to do. Yeah. But
that was another big thing my dad and I argued about. He was saying that they're worse than cigarettes. And I was just like, well, they can't be. Like,
nah.
The amount of things Healthy Harold told me were in cigarettes, there's no fucking way there's that many in vapes. I'll put them equal.
Yeah,
but they can't be worse.
They can't.
There's no way that's worse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, the science isn't out yet, but we'll find out.
Yeah, no, we're waiting for it.
I'm the guinea pig. If I keel over,
I was talking about this.
Yep, that was fucking bad.
With a dude at work the other day, wait for the science of having these in your pocket for your whole life.
Yeah.
Like, are we just going to have generations of infertile men because we've just had a fucking supercomputer next to our balls and brain? Like, I sleep. It's either next to my dick in my pocket or it's next to my head when I sleep.
Yeah, that's not good.
I've got to have fucking super cancer.
No, it's...
No? Well, are you going to scare me even more right now, Mitch?
Microplastics. Microplastics are making our dicks and our nuts smaller.
Is that from eating them? Isn't there something where we consume plastic?
Yeah, we're consuming like a credit card a week in plastic.
Someone just told me this.
Yeah. So
that's where it's coming from.
That's what's fucking us. You can't even drink rainwater anymore because of PFAS, like because of the plastics.
It dissolves
it's in everywhere now.
What can I eat then, Mitch?
You can't.
I can't eat. I gotta.
You're fucked. You just give yourself anxiety.
You're gonna die anyway.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Exactly.
I've come to terms with. Like,
just be as healthy as you can, but don't fucking do what Ethan's crazy uncle did, and give yourself diverticulitis
and just eat nuts.
Yeah.
And do karate.
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone's always like, oh yeah, I've got to be healthy. Just like fuck.
Be normal. Just be normal.
Just if it makes you feel good, do it. If if it's having an adverse effect on your life,
maybe cut it back a little bit.
Just think about this, Ethan, next time you're looking at that bloodied pussy.
I'm fucking gone straight in.
Oh, fuck. Speaking of which, I've got a heart out.
This has been a good time, boys.
This has been great, man.
Always
thank you.
Pleasure, lads.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks,
check
guys.
Out
Love you.
Old mate Bentley on Instagram, Mitch Coyne Comedian on Instagram.
Luke Dillon 95 on Instagram.
Fuck yeah. Check out Your Joking on Facebook. Check out my other podcast, Mitch and Ben Versus Everything, available on Spotify. I realized I didn't upload the last three episodes the other day.
Check it out. I haven't uploaded, but check them out.
Check them out.
Come to Newcastle Comedy Club anytime you can.
I'm going
to
beat myself up about that for the next 6 weeks. You fucking
no, please.
Sweet. I'm going to Goulburn.
Thanks, guys.
Love you. Red.
Bye.